So, without further delay, let's turn to one of antitrust's historically great sources of wisdom, an early recipient of the AAI's Antitrust Achievement Award, and someone to whom we are all deeply indebted, Robert Pitofsky.
What an introduction. thank you, Bert, for those extremely kind words and your invitation to participate in this important conference. Important because the issues that have been addressed year in, year out at this conference are still alive, still hotly debated, and deservedly so. Bert asked me to revisit and update an article that I wrote 25 years ago entitled The Political Side of Antitrust. It's, of course, daunting to be asked to revisit anything you wrote and anything you said 25 years ago. You look at what you said or what you wrote, and you say, what in the world was I thinking? I can't remember the entire context of the discussion, but I did write that sort of stuff, and it is a healthy process to revisit and update one's ideas, and that's really what Bert asked me to do. He said, take a look at your old article on the political side of antitrust and see if you would change anything. Let me set the stage before talking about my article, the context in which it arose. In those long ago days, many lawyers and scholars, often associated with the Chicago School, took the view that only economic analysis mattered. Other scholars took the view that economic considerations and antitrust enforcement were very important, but not everything. I, in my article, agreed with the second approach to the issue. It's worth asking, why did very capable scholars, some of the very best people that we've known and who have written in the area, take the view that only economics should be considered? They argue that other factors like effect on speech, effect on innovation, could not be measured, and certainly could not be traded off one factor against the other. At the time, my concern was, well, what makes you think it's so easy to measure economic effects? It's no more amorphous and hard to connect with than any of these other issues. I think their goal, those speakers' goal, was keep it simple. And I'm in agreement with that, but sometimes you make it so simple that you pass the essential issues, and that's something that we don't want to see. Another reason why I looked at why I had reservations about its economics and only economics is I took a careful look at the legislative history of the Sherman Act and the Clayton Act, and discovered, not entirely to my surprise, that economic analysis was never mentioned, never discussed. In all those lengthy debates and hearings and appearances before Congress leading up to the Sherman Act and the Clayton Act, nobody ever said anything about economics. I therefore concluded in my article that it was bad history, bad policy, and bad law to look at antitrust solely or primarily from an economic point of view. Let me say again, economics is very important. It's just not everything. And I think that's what I said 25 years ago. Where do things stand now? With the help of Adam Linkner, my colleague at Arnold & Porter, I have examined present antitrust analysis. And we found that the issue of pure economic approach practically isn't there anymore. That's become a minor theme. Economic analysis incorporating other facts is the present trend. That appears to be the view in four circuit courts, one district court, one Supreme Court. In my view, that's the right result. Very important, but certainly not everything. Bert asked me what I would change if I were writing my political side of antitrust. By the way, political side of antitrust is a little misleading. It really wasn't about politics. It wasn't about debates in Congress and that sort of thing. A better title would have been Factors Other Than Economic Analysis That Should Influence Antitrust. The article also tended to examine local, regional, and national conditions. Now, if you were to write a similar article today, you would have to take international aspects into account because price changes in California affect prices in Korea, prices in Indonesia, prices in the EU. It's become an international market. Because these other factors would lead, if you were going to do it on an international basis, it would be a much more complicated analysis, and you would take into account factors that weren't really addressed 25 years ago, transportation costs, international effects of tariffs and quotas. It brings all sorts of additional issues into the review. In my view, that's the right result. That's where we should have come out. And it seems to me that antitrust, both nationally and internationally, is really in very good shape today. And reaches the issues and the results that we should be reaching. Should I open up for questions or no? Okay, I'm not required to answer any questions, so I'm getting off as quickly as possible. Thank you again for inviting me, for the opportunity to be here with so many friends that I don't tend to see year in and year out, and to have an opportunity to address these issues. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bob. It's always great to hear what you're thinking, and we really appreciate your being with us this morning. And actually keynoting the day by reminding us that it's not just about economics, but economics is very important. And I think that everybody here is your student in that regard.